Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. That's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. First hour of the show, I forgot to tell you about a dog that we need to help. It's Bo. Bo is a good-looking dog. In fact, he looks like he could have come out of the same litter with our Carmen. He's a 8-year-old male Labrador mix. He may be a mix like our Carmen. Our Carmen is half lab and half German Shepherd, and she's about 110 pounds. Doesn't say how big Bo is here, but I got a feeling he's pretty good size, probably not that big. Says he's a real curious guy, likes his daily walks, wonderful family pet, gets along with children and other dogs. And he's like our Carmen, too. Beautiful black coat, got a little bit of white sprinkled on his muzzle, and brown eyes. So they may be related. They really might be. Anyway, from last week, Butterball was adopted. Thank you for that. However, Al, and Al's been around for several weeks. I'm getting worried about that one. Take a look, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, at Al on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And if you have time to ease by the SPCA, let's try to give Al a home. And meet Bo while you're there. I think you might be very impressed. And Al's a good-looking dog, too. He's got one ear up and one ear down. Check him out on our website, please. Let's see what else we need to do before we – one more time on mosquito control. We talked about it just once today. We're getting to that point of it, you know, the people starting to do really stupid things that don't work. People are sometimes surprised. I was on John David Wells' show, one of our local talk show guys' shows this past week, and he was ranting and raving about – the fact that people that are against spraying, you know, are going to cause people to get sick and we need to spray and blah, blah, blah. And I talked to him about it briefly on the show that, you know, the truth is that the spraying doesn't work. That's what you've got to understand first, is that it doesn't not work. Now, there's so-called experts and doctors and this and doctors of that that'll tell you that they are, but there's no research at all to back it up. The one city in the country where the is supposed to be the poster city in the country where they've used airplane spray and it's worked really well. Well, one nasty little detail about that is that it's not working very well anymore, spraying the synthetic pyrethroids like they've been spraying, and they're stepping up to using malathion again. So there's if you look into the details, there's just no good data proving that it controls anything at all, which makes sense because just common sense tells you it can't work. If you spray from a truck driving down the street or if you spray from an airplane, that spray that's coming out of there is going to be hitting the leaves of trees, the tops of houses, streets. What little gets through and actually hits an adult mosquito flying around is going to kill a small percentage of those adults that might happen to be flying around in the air at 4 o'clock in the morning, which is when they normally spray. The rest of it is just going to contaminate things. It's not going to later on kill mosquitoes. If any of it gets into the water, it's not going to kill the larvae. Those products aren't designed to be larval killers. And none of the spray is going to get down to where the real problem is, in moist soil, in moist mulch, in drain lines, in sewer lines, in the inside of tires that are strode around all over the place. It's going to drift down and get on whatever it hits. It's not going to get inside these protected areas. Well, that's where all the larvae are that are a problem. They're breeding and producing more adult mosquitoes every day. So what does work is spraying this BTI, this bacillus, that the the people that recommend the chemical sprays will sometimes mention the BTI sprays. They'll also mention larvicides. There are things like Altacid and some other products that I don't recommend. They don't work nearly as well as BTI. BTI is a living bacillus, and it's our theory that they, when sprayed on the entire site, will inoculate the whole site and will kill out more than just the larvae that are in standing stagnant water. And you can do have some repelling advantage from it, and on and on. My overall mosquito program is on the website. It's in the library. It's in various places. We need to put it on the homepage now, so it's really easy for people to find. And I'm continuing to update it from the research and data we get from the stuff that we're doing. We're treating sites with the BTI and with the Garrett Juice Plus, so you do foliar feeding and put out the BTI at the same time. You don't have to do that. For homeowners, though, I would recommend it. For cities and municipalities and for counties and for people doing spraying on a large scale, you can just spray the BTI. I think if you put compost tea or fish and seaweed or the entire Garrett Juice mixture in it, it would stay longer. It would last longer, because it sets up conditions that are better for this living bacillus to survive and to grow into a larger population. That's how we're really going to get things under control. Spraying toxic chemicals, once again, just simply does not work, and it's toxic. Scott in Carrollton, Georgia, is next up. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
I've got a situation. I've got a large oak tree. I would say it's 4 feet in diameter.
Okay.
And at its base, it's got a large opening. And I'm right here right now looking at it, and I can see inside, and it's just a void. It's just an empty void.
Is this a tree that you have had for a while, or?
Oh, it's been here 30, 40 years.
And it's always had this hole in it?
Well, I've only been here 5 years, but since I've been here, yeah, it's always had this hole.
Okay. Probably what happened at some point in time, Scott, is somebody made an improper cut to a limb that was there and made what's called a flush cut instead of leaving the branch collar.
Uh-huh.
The branch collar is part of the trunk, and when you cut into it, whether you cut a part of it off or all of it off, what happens almost 100% of the time is that decay happens back into the trunk of the tree and a cavity is formed. But
trunk rot, okay.
Yeah, but what I recommend to you is to not do a thing to it.
I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, fill it with concrete, do something.
A lot of people do. A lot of arborists will recommend filling it with something. Here's what happens. When a tree is injured, whether it's a car running into the trunk and scraping a big part off, or some kid chopping into it with an axe, or whether it's girdled, or whether it's a cavity that has enlarged because of a previous flush cut, trees, woody tissue, woody plants do not have the ability to heal wounds.
Right.
Like we do and animals do. They only have the ability to grow around the wound and compartmentalize it, it's called. And in that process, the trees grow a protective barrier. And that protective barrier is very thin, but it's very powerful. And it happens inside a cavity. There's a protective barrier in there that you can't see, that's keeping that cavity separated from good, healthy tissue. That's the rest of the tree. I bet the rest of the tree probably looks pretty good.
Well, I'm seeing splits. I'm looking inside, and then on the other side from the hole that I'm looking in, I see a split. And then on the front side where I'm standing, I see a split that's going up about 4 feet.
Okay.
It's a huge tree.
That may be a different issue. That may be from high winds or something and whipping it around, and it has lost so much tissue that it's lost some of its tensile strength. You wouldn't have made it any better if you'd put concrete or foam or something like that in there. In fact, you would have made it worse. You would have violated that protective barrier I was talking about. I would have an arborist come look at it, Scott. If it's a big tree, it'd be worth it, and get them to see if there's something that they can do. But if it's starting to break, that's a dangerous situation. If the if it was just the cavity, you know, I wouldn't worry about it much. I mean, that happens by the thousands all over the country all the time. But have an arborist look at it and see if they'd give you a report. To make it healthier, doing the overall sick tree treatment like I recommend all the time is the best thing for you to do to get the root system healthier. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run a second. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Number is 866-444-3478.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Okay, Howard, back with you. I'm so impressed with myself. I did something in a reasonable amount of time. I put something on our Facebook for you that you got to see. It's incredible. Judy found it and showed me yesterday. It's a dog with no eyes plays fetch, and it is incredible. It's a beautiful black and white dog with literally has no eyes. And I think it's a girl. I haven't watched it but one time real quickly. And I found it again for you and put it on Facebook. It's right on there now. This dog chases a basketball and plays fetch and brings it back to the owner and runs beside cars and under fences and things where it's just unbelievable that the dog doesn't run into something and knock itself out. And we were talking about how it could possibly be doing that, some kind of radar that the dog has or whatnot. When we watched the movie about Ray Charles, which I recommend highly if you've never seen it, Jamie Foxx was incredible. But Ray Charles talked about the fact that he wore shoes with real hard heels so that when he was walking, the echo, he could tell how far and feel how far he was away from the wall and door openings and things like that. It was a different echo, a different sound. And the dog must have something going on like that because it's incredible how fast the dog runs around and plays and fetches and goes around things and under things and doesn't hit anything at all. So check it out. It's on our website, Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrett. And by the way, I talked to Scott off the air a little bit more there about his tree. Had some cracks in it. He told me off the air that they had a tornado in the area, and it took one of the big trees down, and that's probably why he tried twisted and tore that tree at the bottom, and you get those tears like that. And that sets up a condition that's very difficult to fix. That probably didn't have anything to do with the cavity that we were talking about. But when you get that tearing of tissue like that, it sometimes sets up a very dangerous situation. I told him about how to make or how to find the recipe on dirtdoctor.com under guides of the tree trunk goop that you can treat tears and wounds and things like that just to help them compartmentalize and heal around them quicker. But when a tree has twisted and bent and ripped and torn tissue inside, that's a serious deal. So you need to get an arborist out to take a look at it, especially big trees, and get some help with that on site. Susan in Watauga next up. Hi, Susan.
Hi, I just wanted to remind everybody about flea control. I seem to attract stray animals, so I've ended up with 2 dogs and 6 cats, and I have no fleas, and I have had none for 5, maybe 6 years. And basically, all I do now is spray my yard with nematodes twice in the spring and sometimes once in the fall.
I haven't mentioned nematodes today. I'm glad you brought it up, Susan. Beneficial nematodes are very, very important to put out. And I recommend every gardener, every homeowner do it in the spring and put out Trichogramma wasp as well if you haven't done it.
Yeah, I've had some pretty strong arguments with veterinarians wanting to put drops on my animals. And,
mm-hmm.
and I just won't put that poison on my kids, you know. But, you know, if you've got fleas, it may take a while to get rid of them. I had them in my house, in my carpet, on my furniture. I had to treat all that with diatomaceous earth to get them out of my house. Ended up having to dip all my animals. But once I got them under control that one spring and started the spraying program, I have had not one flea.
That's great. The other thing that people can use if you have an outbreak is the product called Comfortis. It's one of the – you take it internally. The dogs take it internally. You have to get it from a vet. And it's a spinosad product. And for really severe problems, that's one of the other things that we do recommend too. But nematodes really usually eliminates the need to do that.
It really does. And I'm real proud. I've got a huge yard. I've got – rats and squirrels that come in and feed on the bird feed. I'm sure they try to bring fleas in, but nothing at all for many years.
Thank you for bringing it up, Susan. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. And we may be talking about that again in just a minute. Dwayne in Dallas next up. Hey, Dwayne.
Hi. I've got a wild tree growing up in my fence line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to put up a new wood fence. The chain link is there now. And I need to kill that stump.
Well, cut it down flush with the ground. Can you do that? Can you get to it to do it?
Yes.
And then drill holes in it and fill those holes, as many and as big a holes as you can do. And then fill those holes with some kind of sugar. Dry molasses is probably my favorite, but liquid molasses would work also. Any kind of old sugar that you have around the house, fill the holes up, wet it down really well, and then cover it with a good thick layer, you know, 5 or 6 inches of shredded tree trimmings mulch. And it may not do it, the first time around. You may have to put some more sugar on it later. But what that does is it just fires up the rotting process, the biological activity, so it'll rot out faster.
Okay. Is it going to attack my neighbor's yard?
No, it won't hurt anything at all. It'll make a real fertile place there, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com. If you like our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or go online and fill out the little form that's on dirtdoctor.com. You will find a lot of stuff if you haven't been to the website. All those words all over the whole front page are buttons. Check it out.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A top U.S. senator says Syria's air defense system isn't as strong as once thought, and Israel's recent airstrikes prove that President Bashar Assad's regime is vulnerable. Senator John McCain telling Fox News Sunday Syria's crossed another red line in trying to transfer weapons to U.S. foes, specifically terrorist groups. A suicide car bomber has killed 7 people in Somalia's capital. Police say the attacker tried to ram his car into a military convoy escorting a delegation from Qatar. Police in Utah say a 46-year-old soccer referee who was punched by a teenage player during a game last weekend and later slipped into a coma has now died. The 17-year-old is in custody. And President Obama is scheduled to give the commencement address at Ohio State University in Columbus a little later today. His victory in Ohio in last year's presidential election was critical. This is SRN News.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-766-4026. That's 1-800-766-4026. 1-800-766-4026.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Chicago Bulls up with a 3-1 series lead before Brooklyn came back to force a 7th game on the Nets' home court last night. The Bulls established themselves early with a 17-point first-half lead and then held off the Nets 99-93. Bulls forward Carlos Boozer with 17 points as their desire enabled them to win Game 7.
We just got guys that step up, man. We play with all heart. We play with hustle, great intensity. And, you know, honestly, in Game 7, again, X's and O's didn't matter. It was all about what you had inside, how bad you wanted it. And you saw how bad we wanted it.
The Bulls start the second round of Miami Monday night. The second round of the NBA playoffs tip off today with two games, Memphis opening up at Oklahoma City and Indiana at New York. In the NHL playoffs in Boston, Jeff Bauman, who lost both legs in the Boston Marathon bombings, went on the ice in a wheelchair before the game wearing the Bruins jersey. He received loud cheers, but the home fans were not cheering much during the game as the Bruins lost to Toronto 4-2. That series tied at 1. This is SRN Sports. Washington beat the New York Rangers 1-0 to take a 2-0 series lead. Capitals defenseman Mike Green scored the game's lone goal in overtime.
It was an emotional game, so, you know, for us to come out on top gives us a little bit more momentum going up there, which was important. You know, it's not easy to win games in their building, and we know how hard they come out.
Game 3 in New York Monday night. Anaheim down Detroit 4-0. The Ducks lead that series 2-1. It was Los Angeles 1-0 over St. Louis. The Blues up 2-1 in that series. Today it's Pittsburgh at the New York Islanders and Montreal at Ottawa. Those series tied at 1. Also today, Chicago at Minnesota and Vancouver at San Jose. The Blackhawks and Sharks both up 2-0. Orb has won the Kentucky Derby on a sloppy track at Churchill Downs. Trainer Chug McGahee says jockey Joel Rosario showed his worth in winning the Derby.
See the race he rode today. You know, in a race like this with, you know, maybe not quite as much experience as some of the others, you know, it just shows you what he is.
Orb broke 15th at the start before a late charge. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we have a visitor from the western part of the United States, Sherry Herrera DeFry. Hi, Sherry.
Hey there, Howard. How are you doing today?
Just lovely. How's the weather there?
The same, gorgeous. Clear day, and we're going to be in the 80s. So it's gardening weather. That's what we love.
Sherry's in Tucson, Arizona, and we were just talking about fleas a minute ago, one of the callers, and she called in actually with some testimony about how great beneficial nematodes had worked for over the years. What's the rest of your recommended flea program?
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree more with using the nematodes as a preventive. I mean, they just do a magnificent job. And along with the fleas, when you use those nematodes, they'll also take care of ticks, Howard. So you get a multi-pronged approach there. And along with the nematodes, of course, we also suggest diatomaceous earth. You can use that as a barrier so that when you do have fleas that do get into the house, you can locate that diatomaceous earth in places like doorway thresholds, along baseboards, areas where the animals like to lay down and whatnot, and that'll also help as a preventive.
Sure. It's an interesting question about ticks. I've seen control of ticks with nematodes too, but some people will poo-poo that use of nematodes as working very well because they say that the ticks tend to be up high, up on in bushes and the sides of houses and on trunks of trees and things like that, and the nematodes can't get to them as well. How do you respond to that?
Well, it is true that they do, you know, I mean, obviously they do crawl around and whatnot. However, they do fall on the ground. And they also...
When they reproduce, they're probably down on the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah. And here's the other thing. Nematodes, a lot of people think that they're only applied to the soil. However, they can also be applied above ground. As long as the pest comes in contact with the parasitic nematode, it will also have the same effect above ground as below ground. And so often we will make applications to the areas that the animals are located in, like you're saying. If you've got ornamentals and they like to lay under those areas, you know, any places where they could be infesting or lying waiting there to infest an animal for a blood meal, then you certainly can apply them above ground as well. But we've had excellent results just applying them to the ground, and they work very, very well.
That's a good point. And I've used them above ground, too. I've recommended them in the past to use for borers, even. If you've got active borer holes, putting nematodes in the holes and sealing the hole up with putty, I've just always assumed that they are mobile enough to be able to get to the worms that are chewing the hole in the tree.
That you're absolutely correct, and that's people do this all the time for borers, particularly squash vine borers. You can do it for we've had work with a very exotic pests as far away as Egypt with red palm weevil, where where you literally inoculate with a syringe, and then you use putty just to cover it back up. These guys are so hardy that they are not affected by fertilizers, are not affected by, I'm talking natural, of course, fungicides. So you can make a cocktail if you're making a foliar spray to help out. Well, you know, like when you use your Garrett juice recipe, you can also add the nematodes to that. And at the same time, while you're strengthening the plant, you can also be knocking out those pests.
Well, I get probably the most frustrated calls from gardeners I get are about squash vine borers and squash bugs. And I think that the nematodes will help just treating the soil and the plants. But you're saying on a squash vine borer, once you see some evidence, you can actually inject them into the stem?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
I mean, obviously this is not going to work for large-scale growers, but for those of us with gardens in the background, you know, in the backyard, I mean, it's not too much to do, and they do work very well.
Well, these people that put out nematodes every year early in the spring will probably get some pretty good use out of them, but I'll bet you that most people, in fact, I'm guilty myself in some cases, are primarily putting the beneficial nematodes out on a ground application, and we probably should be doing it with a hose-end sprayer or some kind of sprayer and spraying it up on the foliage of the plants as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's a good point.
It works extremely well, and it makes all the sense in the world. The important thing about making those releases, Howard, is to, if you're going to be making a foliar application, that obviously you're going from the foliage all the way down to the ground, you want to make them at the end of the day. These guys are light sensitive. They normally occur in the soil, and so we wouldn't recommend you go out there, you know, right at noon in the sun. You're going to get a much better effect if you wait until the end of the day when the sun is setting.
Or first thing in the morning, probably.
Or very first thing early in the morning, exactly.
Good point. Sherry, as you know, if you've heard me before talking with her, is the owner of Arbico out in Tucson, Arizona, and they do mail order of all kinds of wonderful beneficials and other organic products as well. Give them the contact information real quickly, Sherry.
You bet, Howard. It's 1-800-827-2847. Which translates into 800 SOS Bugs, which is an easy one to remember. Or if you want to go online, you can go to Arbico-Organics with an S, Arbico-Organics.com.
Great stuff. You and I need to chat about a few things. You're going to be have a little time early in the week this week?
You bet. I would love to connect and catch up and just share all the good news that's been going on.
I'll talk to you early in the week.
All right, Howard.
Thanks,
thank
Sherry.
You. Bye-bye.
All righty. That's Sherry Herrera DeFry, and she and her husband own Arbico. And the website, again, is arbico-organics.com. Beneficial insects of all kinds, green lace wings, the fly predators, those of you with farms and ranches that have had fly problems, they've got the state-of-the-art solution for that and solutions. But the beneficial fly eliminators, fly predators are great and just one of the many tools that they have. The beneficial nematodes that they sell, I think, are state-of-the-art. It's what I'm using now. So if you haven't gotten into that yet, it's a good way to go. Cost-effective, very cost-effective for what it does. Open line for you if you want to jump on here real quick, this last segment of the show, 866-444-3478. Eddie in Fort Worth is next up. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, Howard. I just want to make sure I'm getting the right mixture on your Garrett juice. When I mix it up, I get a kind of a brown, foamy look. Is that the way it's supposed to look?
Brown, foamy look.
Am I using too much?
I generally don't see a lot of foam when I do the mix. Tell me how you made it.
Well, I just, I don't measure it. I just put a couple of, what I think is a couple of ounces into a two-gallon jug and fill it up with water, and it foams up. And I just wondered if that was okay to put on the foliage.
Oh, you're saying you've got a commercial product, and when you put it in the water, it's foaming up?
Yeah, it's your Garrett juice.
Okay. Well, I don't have a Garrett juice. It's there's a couple of different companies. Do you have a Garrett juice plus or the one that's Nature's Guide product?
Yeah, not the plus.
Nature's Guide. Okay. Well, I'm glad you told me that. That you shouldn't be seeing it foam up that much. It's not a big deal if it does, but I'm not sure what would be causing that. I'll make a note here to check with the guys that make that one and see if there maybe is something going up. I don't think it'd be a problem at all. Have you seen any issues with how well it's spraying and what it's doing on the plants or anything?
Actually, I've just been drenching the bed. I haven't put it on the leaves. Okay. I was afraid it might discolor it.
Well, it will temporarily on some things. The only thing I don't spray it on are really delicate flowers that are in bloom. Everything else,
okay,
we spray everything. In fact, when we sprayed the BTI the other day, when we've got some things in bloom. We've got oak leaf hydrangeas blooming already and begonias and a bunch of stuff, and we just sprayed everything on the entire site. And you have very, very little. It's not really a staining. It just leaves sometimes a little bit of brown residue on there, and the next time you water, it washes right off.
Okay, yeah. Well, it seems to be working. I haven't done the foliage drench yet, so I'm going to give that a shot.
Yeah, do the foliage and the root system both, and you're going to see some dramatic results.
On the nematodes, will they coexist with earthworms?
You bet. They don't hurt earthworms. Earthworms don't hurt them. They just go after the pests. Nature has, these checks and balances that work in the soil, and the nematodes are effective on grub worms, termites, fleas like we were talking about, fire ants, and pretty much any other pest that's in the ground, has any of its life cycles in the ground.
Okay, well, I'm going to give that a try as well. I appreciate your help.
You'll love it. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to Fort Worth and check in with Dennis. Hey, Dennis.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm great. You had mentioned one time before, I think, about putting BTI in the Garrett juice.
Yeah, that's what I recommend highly.
Okay, well, I make the Garrett juice all the time, but I've never heard that before. How much do you put in the concentrate?
Well, what we used on our big test that we just did, Dennis, and we just came up with this idea late last season, and we came up with it because in the way we're doing it now, because we discovered a liquid product that's on the market. It's called AquaBac, and Arbico is going to be selling it if they don't already sell it. I think that now the Natural Organic Warehouse sells it, but currently it's only available in 2.5-gallon jugs, and it's pretty pricey. If you go that route, anybody that goes that route has enough acreage to justify buying that much, and a lot of you probably do. Just follow the label directions. We put about, I think we put about 20 ounces in 100 gallons or something like that on the big spraying that we did. But it's whatever the recommendations were on the product. If you're going to make it yourself, what I would do at home is I would get the Summit product or one of the other BTI products, and they come in granular or in little round donuts, and take a hammer and just smash them up or put them through a grinder and grind them and put them in water, soak them, strain out the solids, and spray about one of those dunks and turning it into a liquid ought to be sprayed out on a minimum of 1,000 square feet and maybe more, a little bit more than that. And it would be cost-effective if you, you know, go ahead and spray the whole property.
Okay, well, this product that I have is it's a BTI product. I don't know if it's just it says active ingredients. And that's that BTI herbicide.
Well, is it granular or is it the little donuts?
This is a liquid, and it's called Thuricide Concentrate.
Well, now that's not BTI, is it? That's just BT.
It says BT, and then what's this other word?
Yeah, Kartosky or something like that.
Subspecies.
Now, that's not what I'm talking about, Dennis. I need to be careful about this. I'm talking about BTI. I, which stands for Israeliensis. BTI is Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis, and they did discover it in Israel. The BT, and then there being a name after it, is the BT that kills butterflies and moths. And it's a good product. I don't like the fact that it kills butterflies, but it's used to kill forest tent caterpillar and webworms and tent caterpillars and stuff like that. But it doesn't kill mosquitoes. The one that kills mosquitoes is called BTI.
Okay, well, I thought that's what I had bought, but obviously I...
Well, I'm glad you asked me about it because it's a completely different product.
Yeah, I see it's going to kill caterpillars and stuff, but I don't want to kill butterflies.
No, you need to take that back and get the BTI. And right now, I don't think the liquid form comes... that's what I was getting around to a minute ago. It doesn't come in a retail package. In other words, a smaller package. We're trying to get that done, try to get somebody to do that and put it on the market. But right now you could hire a landscape contractor. You could hire somebody like More Tree Care or Tropical John or David Spriggs or any of these people that are in the business of helping you do horticultural things to come and spray it for you, because they can buy the liquid, you know, and afford to buy the bigger containers and do it in a cost-effective way for you.
Well, actually, what I was going to do was just put it in there and then water my plants. Is that not?
That'll work. That'll work in the areas where you water the plants. But my point is, if you spray it over the entire property, it sets up a condition that the mosquitoes stay away from. It sets up a repelling condition besides killing them if it comes in contact with them.
And the BTI won't hurt like hummingbirds or butterflies?
It won't hurt anything other than mosquito larvae, buffalo flies, and fungus gnats. None of the three that we want.
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
Okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your call. And thanks for bringing it up. That's something I need to be really careful about every time I talk about it. I'm not talking about BT. BT is totally ineffective on mosquitoes, and it's dangerous to butterflies. What I'm talking about is BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis. It's a mouthful, but once you see it, you'll know easily what I'm talking about. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back.
And cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you. Let's go to Frisco and talk to Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned a weed killer for ground cover and St. Augustine grass that had cinnamon and potassium bicarbonate in it.
Yeah.
What was the name?
It used to be called, and it may still be called, garden weasel crabgrass control, or crabgrass killer maybe. The young man that invented it, I've heard, bought the company back, and I don't know if he's changing the name of it again or not, but the current name of it, and you'll find it that way on our website, you know, where we talk about it on the site and all, under that garden weasel name.
Great. I just thank you so much.
It's a good product. It impressed me. I was expecting it to work so-so, but it works very, very well. So give it a try and let me know what you think.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Okay, you too. Well, we're getting down toward the end. You might still have time to get on if you want to call real quick here at 866-444-3478. Once again, on just a couple of things, if you haven't already done it, I recommend to all gardeners out there to put out Trichogramma wasp and the beneficial nematodes that we were talking about. You'll see great results. The fly control thing, the fly parasites, is something that if you haven't tried that yet and you've had fly problems, fly issues, I would strongly recommend that. If you have dogs that have had troubles with flies, and those blood-sucking flies, they especially attack dogs that have ears that point up. One of the best things you can do there is to pick up the manure, the droppings from the dogs. I put it in our compost pile. I mix everything that was once living on our property into the compost pile, and I'm doing a big, long compost situation back at the back in the beginning of our bamboo forest is a compost pile, and two, as an erosion solution kind of thing. for those of you that, especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're starting to spread out to other parts of the country as we find people that are handling all the things that I recommend. They're listed on DirtDoctor.com under the Dirt Doctor Destination button that you'll see over there on the left. So check that out, and you'll find some people that handle a lot of things that we talk about. If you're looking for something specific before you make a big trip, you might give them a call and make sure. One of the issues with retail stores is that we continue to do research and do experiments and collect data and see what works the best. And when we come up with something that works better than something that we used to recommend, we recommend the new thing. And sometimes the stores like what they've already got in stock and are selling and they're comfortable how it works. So there's not too many people. We're kind of impressed that there's starting to be some happen where they have everything that I talk about and keep up with the latest technology. And it's happening with internet sales as well as regular retail stores as well. And we'll keep it up. We'll keep trying new things. And as we discover things that work better, we'll bring them to you. And if you've got some products or some ideas or some techniques that you'd like for us to see and try, we're open to it. Some people don't like that. They don't like to have anybody suggest that they don't know everything. We certainly don't know everything. We know a lot more than whoever's in second place on some of this stuff, but we don't know it all, and we're learning new things all the time. So we're delighted. Some of my favorite things that I recommend today came from suggestions from listeners. So if you got something that appeared to you to work, let us know about it, and we'll see. One of the things that was interesting talking to Sherry DeFry today about the nematodes was that the beneficial nematodes, they've had great results, in a lot of places in the country controlling squash bugs and squash vine borers. And Bob Webster, who I do a show with him every week, he indicated that some of his listeners had real trouble last year with squash bugs and squash vine borers. So next Saturday when I'm open with him, in fact, I'll talk to him probably tomorrow about this, find out if people are actually using the nematodes in some of the ways that Sherry and I were talking about. Maybe that's one of the worst pests that people bring up, and maybe we're real close to a very workable solution there. Another part of the solution on squash bugs and squash vine borers, if you're growing any kind of squash of any kind, is to plant a lot of it if you have room. It seems like the larger you're planting, the less chance of having those pests become a real big problem. And if you have mosaic virus hit you, that's how we came up with the idea of using hydrogen peroxide as the solution. We talked to a fellow that had I think he might have been a truck farmer, had mosaic virus on squash, and we told him to spray, and he did, and he totally eliminated the virus, and the crop was a success, and he saved a bunch of money. Don't spray straight hydrogen peroxide unless it's very cool. Just use 8 ounces to 16 ounces per gallon of water or per gallon of Garrett Juice Plus, the one that's the best because it's got the fish in it. If you have one that doesn't have fish, just add the fish to it. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, the rest of the day in the week, and enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.